has manifested with this harassment and all these things. But through anugraha,
mercy,
bhaktana. Here this is low. Bhaktana means the rascal is treated up. Bhaktana first go to and hate of the book. Then go to. Then sadhana shift her. Then sadha. In sadha, bhav. Bhavavasana. Lower down, sadhaka of uttam bhakti in the stage of Bindu Mangala and all others. There are sadhaka, those who are doing sadhana far achieving bhava. Who sadhak? Those who are trying to bring bhav bhakti to you. They are sadhak. And in those hearts, the Siddha Sattva has come here. And they are naturally doing bhav bhakti to Krishna. Like Bindu Mangala and others. And our Goswamis are also in that. Those who are mukta, they are siddha. Yet when they are in world and practicing this, they need to be taken in that category of power. And lower down, sadhana. Sadhan bhakta, other than Arup Siddha,
Sangha Siddha,
Sangha Siddha, in the category of Sarup Siddha, but also in Sarup Siddha, Anna Vilasa Sunna, Vyaram Karma Adi, Anna Bhutan, Antulyena Krishna Anushilana, that kind of bhakta. Also, lower down, those who are Sama-Siddha or Arup-Siddha, also, and those who are Vimukh, not Bhakta, but yet Krishna will do all these lilas, and they will hear from Bhakta, and they will be again Vimukh to Krishna. So, anugrahaya bhaktanam, you have all kinds of doing good for all. Krishna has come with his all Sarup Siddha gopis and playing here. Those who are bhav bhakta, they will be primitive. Those who are sadhava, by hearing and remembering, they will be of bhava. Those who are uttam bhakta, they will be siddha, sarup siddha. Sarup siddha will be vastu siddha. And those who are lower sadhava, they will be in madhyam adhikari, and gradually they will be uttam adhikari. And those who are dimuk by the touch of all these bhagavat, hearing all this, they will be inclined to Krishna. So for everyone, all bhaktana, whether kanish, uttam, madhyam and siddha, siddha, Krishna has come with his whole vida, here, past times here. And those who will bhajate tadrishi pida, those who will do bhajan of that leader, past time. Means those who will utter, do sankirtan of this leader. Those who will hear, those who will go to that places and go down and pray for all, these are bhajate tadrushi kriya. Jas sutva tatparo bhave. Tatparo bhave, Krishna lila parak bhave. Means, here Krishna is Vishay and Gopis are Arsha. They are remembering both, but especially they are remembering and hearing and following, though they are hearing all these things, but they are following Gopis, Arsha. So Paro Bhavet means Krishna Paro Bhavet, but really this Radha and Gopi Paro Bhavet. Understand what I told? What?
That although it says tatparo bhavet, that their inclination to serve and follow him, Krishna, is there, but real meaning is to follow Ashraya, means gopis.
Because they are following them. How to serve Krishna? So they will be enlightened. That is, they will have three, those who are sadhak have three. And by hearing repeatedly, they will be tatparo bhavet, they will be sarup siddha, and after that they will be vasu siddha, and then they will enter in that way. Then,
Maharaj, can it be said that someone in bhava bhakti is sadhak?
Also sadhak.
Up to end of bhav or in some
end
part
of
bhav?
He will be siddha, then he becomes sarup siddha. When that potency comes, then he becomes bhav bhakta. And after that, completing, he will be premi bhakta, not in this world but on the prakat lila where Krishna is here.
But he can achieve swarup siddhi in bhav bhakti. Then he's
there
not
sadhak. There is beginning and ending.
Ah, that's what I meant to.
No, there is beginning of bhav and ending of bhav. Ending is siddha. And beginning is bhakta. Sadhana.
Yes.
Na suyan khalu krishnaya मोहितास्तस्य माया मन्यमानात् स्वपार्श्वस्थान स्वान स्वान दारान ब्रजौकुशा ब्रजौकुशा मैंने ब्रजवासी यह स्पेशली डिफेक्शन ऑफ स्पेशली ऑफ डिफेक्शन बाई जोगमाया His husband's mood has come by Yogamaya. So there is no marriage, a real marriage. But by Vishwanath Chakravarti Swami, artificial marriage was done to have that mood. Yogamaya has done it. And there was sacrifice and all these things, but by the shadow Vigraha of Gopi. So they have moved that, they have an idea, abhiman, that these are my wives. But what about the Gopis? Gopis has that abhiman or no? Yes, they have also abhiman. Because in dream Gopi, Yogamaya has done.
You sometimes explain that during the Jamavi Mahandila, they were married to Krishna. But now you're also saying that perhaps in another kalpa, and some other time.
No, no, in this culture.
You have given different examples.
No, but they don't knew at that time that I am married with Krishna, because they were set in, Krishna was in shape of cowherd boy. So they did not have that abhiman that I am being married to Krishna. To that goal.
Yeah.
So they have abhiman that
five of that goal.
Of that goal. But that was Krishna. Anyhow, Yogamaya in skillfully had given them that the abhiman that he is my husband and he is my wife. Anyhow, reciprocal, Yogamaya has done this. So here, Brajavukasaha, their husband. But here, Brajavukasaha, all the persons of Braja were related to these gopis, father, mother. Nanad Sas.
Sister-in-law, mother-in-law.
Also brothers and family persons. All knew that my daughter, my wife are here with me. For a long time, as this first time of Rash, when for 1000 Chaturdhavi. They all knew that my wife is with me, my sister is with me, my daughter is with me, everyone knew, especially their husband. But my all are with me. They are serving, they are cooking, they are nourishing, they are doing all these things. So they have no asura. Asura means
jealousy.
Jealousy to them. Or Krishna, even. Here Krishna. Halu Krishnaya. They had no jealousy with Krishna that he has taken my wife. Or he is playing with our wife, my wife. Or here Krishnaya Maya Mohita. All were attracted by the Yoga Maya, Krishna's Yoga Maya, the Maya of Krishna, who all the Vrajavasi, Vrajavukasa, and they did not have jealousy with wives also, sister also, and all gopis. Both. For Krishna also and gopis also. Manyamana swaparasthan swan swan daran bhajavukasa. Because they knew that my wife, my sister and all that. Yes, Vaishnava Krishna is telling that he is saying that Parikshit Maharaj has answered the question of Parikshit Maharaj that Krishna is Paramatma, Ishwar of Ishwar, and his Tejiyan
are
also. So it is not
No, it's not surprising that
surprising and not
a fault. Fault
in part of Krishna. Because he is Paramatma, Ishwar of Ishwar, and Tejiyan. It is not fault for Brahma and Indra what to say about Krishna. He is saying that, yes, I admit this fact, anyone tells. But what about gopis? it has been given blame to Gopi that they were Parthiya. Krishna had done bad for bad, but he is Ishwar of Ishwar, so no fault of this. But Gopi cannot be out of
improper behavior.
So we see that Gopis are in fault. So Sukadeva Goswami is telling he cannot bear this logic. What Gopis may be in past birth, they have done anything good, but in this birth they have done marriage to other gods. Then Krishna setting them in wrath and doing these behaviors that was not proper to do. And in other ways you are saying that Krishna has come to do anugraha on bhakta and gopi. How you will reconcile? Because if they are the wives of goats and Krishna has met them and done rash, then everyone know that it is not proper. And everyone blame Gopi because Krishna is out of this year. But Gopis are under this tree. By this, Gopis have come. So everyone will do. So how it is possible that Krishna, by doing a rash, he has done good for Gopis and he has done mercy to Gopis? How it will be? We think that Krishna has done उनके साथ में उनका बुरा ही किया. He has done evil to Gopi. And if a bhakt knows that Krishna has done wrong with Gopi and Gopi has also done wrong, having cross the level of Vedas and Shruti and all these things, they have done this very, very wrong thing. Then all the bhakt will deny that Krishna is our Guru. Because he done so wrong. Especially those who are brahmachari, monastic brahmachari, yati, sadhu, sannyas, will tell that if Krishna is found guilty of this thing, he cannot be our Guru. What to bhakta? A bhakta.
Disrespect.
A bhakta will disrespect and bhakta will go. Also, there will disrespect the Gopi more than Krishna. So, here Sukadeva Goswami is telling. So, इस सिद्धांत को दृष्टि को दूर करने के लिए खंडन करने के लिए तो अगेंस्ट दिस लॉजिक उत्तर पक्ष सुखदेव गोस्वामी जी गेटिंग उत्तर पक्ष बाय दिस श्लोक दैट ब्रजवासीगण एनी ऑफ दी ब्रजवासी व्हाट टू टेल देयर हस्बैंड्स एंड ब्रदर्स एंड ऑल अदर्स एनी वन डिड नॉट ब्लेम कृष्ण आर डन असूया टू कृष्ण And by this word, khalu, na asu, suyan khalu, means people say na.
Surely.
And at any time, any way, they have not prakash kiya.
Express
that they have given blame to Krishna or Gopi. None of them. Why? Because it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam Jadhamartha Suhida Priyatma Tanaya Ityadi 10th 14th 35 in Brahma Stuti Brahma is telling who is Brahma creator of this world He has four heads and so many eyes everywhere, up, down, here and there. And he is watching all the Brajavasi. And so he is a good evident, pramanik vyakti. Pramanik vyakti
kya? Authentic person.
Authentic person.
Good witness.
Good witness. He is telling to Krishna that all Brajavasi Whether a child, a young, old, lady, a gentleman, a creeper, an insect, bird, any Brajavasi, of all Brajavasi, you are Griha, Dhana, Putra, Priyajan, Putra, Pran, Abhilasher, Ekmatra Visha. You are, so Krishna, they are telling Brahma, you are the griha of what? Your griha, and all Brajavasi is griha, dhan, dhan means
wealth,
bandhu,
then
priyajan,
near and dear,
putra, sakha, prahan, and all kinds of desires. Vishaya is Krishna. You are the Vishaya of the all. If Krishna goes to any house, then it is dear and near to go. And in that griha, if Krishna does not enter, it is not near. Here griha means all the inhabitants of that griha. They all, with all their heart, wealth and all these things,
They have surrendered to Krishna and served Krishna.
Surrendered here, not told, but we cannot tell what we can tell. Because there is no surrender.
Dedicated.
Offered everything.
All these things were for Krishna. Griha, dhana, putra, parivar, all that for Krishna. All Loved Krishna. Then in Brahma's saying, no malice anything to Krishna. From all the Also Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj, Krishna arpita atma suhida artha kalat prakama. Also Sukadeva Goswami is telling that all the gopis and all the inhabitants of Braja have dedicated their Atma Suhida. Suhida means dedicated. What is the meaning of they are dedicating their pens and all of it? Means they are stupid only when they are near and dear to Krishna. If they don't love Krishna, no stupid.
No relation.
No relation. If the son of any mother is not near and dear to Krishna, they will not love that. If the brother is not near and dear to Krishna, he has not been seva to Krishna, he is not brother. If mother is not doing seva to Krishna, then the son will not adopt him as a mother. If any cow has no affection for Krishna, he will not love that cow. In all ways. So, in these lines of Brahma, Asukadeva Goswami, it appears that any of the Vrajavasis did not against to Krishna any time.
But Abhimanyu, Jyotila, Bhagavatam Gopa,
Durmod,
what about them?
You should tell the answer. What will the answer?
They're created by yoga maya to have this mood to increase paritya.
No.
To make obstacles.
Really they were against of Krishna. Apparently. But yoga maya has, Purnima has told Purnima Devi to Jatila, that if you do any against work, then you will be
die. Your son will die. Your son and
son and all will die. Okay. So they did not tell anything apparently.
But in their heart?
In their heart. But if they will do anything, they will not have anything from Yashoda Maya. So they fear.
But they didn't really like it.
So what will we do? Is that Yogma has created this
Allah.
Here the against party is telling whether Prajavasis know or don't know, but this should not be any evil to them. How? Gopis have so much affection, all the Prajavasis have so much affection, but Krishna hiddenly does some harm to them, taking their wives to the king and playing with them. Their sisters, their
mother.
Not mother.
Daughter.
Son-in-law. So, Krishna is doing evil to them. Whether they don't know. But it is chal-chaturi. Chal. Chal means?
Eating. Hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy. So, Krishna should not be like this. Rather they don't understand
me. How will we get around this?
Yeah?
This is a big problem.
Big problem. Sorry. I'm sorry. From upward I love you. But suddenly I cut your feet or doing anything. But you are not knowing. Your all relatives are not knowing. But I'm doing so. All are telling that, oh, they show love for him, but doing others. So, Krishna should not be like this. So, he is giving answer, and Sukadeva Goswami is giving answer. Or, Jiva Goswami is giving. Jiva Goswami is telling that, this is not the fact. If by fire sacrifice. And according to rules of Vedas, if that father has given this gopi to any other husband, then they are married well with that gopi. But it is not done. But they are doing Brahma. That she is my wife, they are only thinking. But actually it has not been done. Marriage was not done. Only by Yogmaya, they are knowing that they are my wife. As if anyone believes that there is ghost in this house, but no ghost. In darkness, anyone fears that there are ghosts in this house, but actually no. That is. So, by the illusory maya of Yogmaya, they are understanding that they are the husbands of the gopis, but actually they are not. And if they were husbands, then it was, your yes. argument was, but actually no, nothing. So, if the gopis husband thinking them, themselves husbands, if they are doing wrong, they are saying that my wife, but actually they are the wife of Krishna, and Krishna has taken them and placed in marriage. So it is fault of the husband, both, not the fault of Krishna. Krishna is playing with his own sorts of people.
But there's a defect in this argument.
Hmm?
I think there's a fault in this argument.
What?
Because the common man doesn't know this explanation, so they blame Krishna. Hmm. We know it because you are explaining it, and those who are fortunate to hear this explanation will say, all right. But the common man may not know, and still they will blame Krishna and gopis.
But Jiva Goswami is explaining, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is not explaining like this. Actually, whether they, anyone knows or not, not knowing is fault of them. This is all. Actually, they are divine. They are Swarup Shakti of Krishna. So Krishna is not doing anything wrong, and gopis are not doing anything wrong. But if anyone thinks that, and a husband of that, no, it is fault for them. This is argument. Kautikeya Goswami, Mohita Tasya Mayaya Manyamana Svapashasthana Swan Sangha.
Ane bado achi.
Kutna badiya?
Kono badiya? 10 minute badiya sa badiya.
Kutna badiya? Sadehdar?
Kone badiya aram badiya?
Sadehdar?
कौन ने बराबर आरंभ करे
35 minutes
5 minutes
है उसमें
5 minutes है नहीं यू In this shloka, tasya word, tasya mayaya, we have to unmaya, not me, unmaya. And by two unmaya, there will be two kinds of me.
Unmaya?
Tasya.
Explanation.
Tasya. First, unmaya. Unmaya, you know?
Word by word explanation.
At first, your Gurudev has done
yeah.
Gita Anvay or Bhagavat Anvay,
yeah.
And then you. Mm-hmm. What is the relation of each word in Gantra?
This is the Jiva Goswami.
Mm-hmm. First, anmay and mind will be this. Tasya mayaya, dhoga mayaya, by dhoga maya. That other gopis were married by their husband, but not Nitya Priyasi. Akat, those gopis who were married to gopis were sort of
prevented. They were prevented from entering.
So they were kept there in home. And those who were Nitya Siddha, Akat, so Nitya Siddha, they are not wives of any goats. But they were thinking that she is my wife. So this gopi had not done wrong, or Krishna had not done. And those who are not married to Krishna were not Siddha, and they were only Sadhana Siddha, Swarup Siddha. Now they have come, taken birth in Prakat Leela, but yet something wrong.
Kasar.
They are not Vastu Siddha.
No, they were Vastu Siddha.
And still they could not
enter. Still something.
Some Kasar.
They are male of Kasar. They were married and they have child something. Or if no child, well,
it has also some kasas.
And if no child, no, then they are being in the song of their husband. But no child. But they are mixed with their husband. So they are not qualified for Krishna Sara. So Yogamaya stopped both. But those who have no child and no sang with their husband, and have sung with Nitya Siddha.
If they are Vastu Siddha, they have prema ready.
No, prema ready already. They have asakti, mamata, prema, but he is still the wife.
Male of Krishna.
Have they seen Krishna? They must have seen him.
They are purvarat. How? Because their child or not child, are, they have met with their husband. They are purvarat. But when they were checked, that when Krishna came and went in their heart, in full breast, and everything went on, and they again become people, again they become.
They join that again.
Next time.
Gradually, all this, not at a time.
Next time, meaning next time Krishna with rest or next life?
And then this had sent from Maharashtra. Or other rest. In Govardhana, we are in here. Bhandi, one also rest. Govardhana also rest.
We have
one. Bihar one. So, if there had been those who were not married, but they were thinking that they are my wife, and if they go to go, so that these are my gopis, and if they were hearing that it was not hurtful to them, not pleasing. So, the Nitya Prayasi have never this idea that they are my pati. But he is telling, Yuga Swami. So, Sanat Charvati Thakura has not raised all these points. Because it is against Bhagavata. He has tried to do, but he has tried it's a artificial
Buddhism.
It was not a real Siddhanta Buddhism. It has been done for unqualified persons. But those who are qualified, no tarka, no logic, nothing will come. From my beginning, I have no any place for logic, all these logic. Why? How? In Krishna Pastime, I don't know. Krishna is saying that there is nothing opposite to Krishna. Because they are saying that by Yoga Maya, the motive of that from Shuddha Gopi were present before their time. So they never told anything about it.
Now, when we saw the Seva Kunj in Vrindavan, the pictures of Rupa and Rati Manjari are inside the Seva Kunj, and then there are two places outside, and two more mandiris will come there. Who are those mandiris?
That mandiri I have not decided.
No, but you must have some idea.
Then you will not be given. You can think of your Gurudev. I will think my Gurudev.
Anyone I can think his Gurudev.
Yeah.
You must think his Gurudev.
There will be two. You have not named either of them, or one you have named?
It depends on authority.
But they are doing some specific thing. They have some special problem of their dress. So there must be name also. Everything else. How we will discover this?
By Sadhana Bhajan. By Sadhana Bhajan.
What about some Kripa?
In fact, that means definitely.
Some hint should be given, as your Guru Maharaj gave some hint. With the colors on the step and all.
My Guru Maharaj said, man, Mandiri, and Guru Maharaj.
We cannot come Wednesday.
Then well, Thursday?
Thursday we can come, but then we only have very short time.
And then next day we can
come. Thursday and Friday.
There's something to him.
I'm thinking that I will do my Guru Dev Vyas Puja in Vrindavan on 28th February. You will all be there.
We will certainly be thinking of your Guru.
Yes, and that day we will meditate very deeply on
you. And yours.
No, some will be here. Some of them will be here. I think his wife will be going.
She's coming. She'll be in Puri.
Yes, she will go. But all others will be here.
Hopefully, I will learn for you.
Sure.
Did
yes, she's going to come.
Shannon,
she will be here, I think.
She will not go?
Not immediately.
Where
is Vidya? Some will be here.
Yes, they will be
here. Yes.
Tell them.
Prithidas Kaviraj says that the loaf is divided into three parts. Mathura, Dwarka, and Gokula. You told us it's divided into four parts. So, why he's saying, if it's four parts, why he's saying only three parts?
Dwarka, Mathura and
Gokula.
Gokul or Vrindavan or Braja.
Huh.
These are three. Where is Gokul? Golok. Where is Golok? In Dwarka, Vrindavan or in Mathura?
Prabhupada, as I understand.
I am not telling Prabhupada. Yes. I am telling to you. You should understand this thing.
Golok?
Where is Golok? Or Golok is in Braja, Golok is in Dwarka, or Golok is in Mathura. Or Golok is nothing, but three are called Golok.
Krishna does cover
right
to say three are called
Golok,
three
no.
together.
You should understand this. There is Golok Dham. No? This is like a boulder. No. In this globe, the lower stage is called Golok. And here Swakiya Bhav is there. No. Only Swakiya Bhav. Radha and Krishna all are there. But only Swakiya Bhav is there. No. Some upper is Dwarka. No? From border up, first is Dwarka. The ground level is Golok. First is, first story is Dwarka. Second story is Mathura. And third story is Gokul Vrindavan Praja. Here, Swakiya plus some Madhurya Asusha. No? Some Madhurya.
In which level?
Huh?
Which level?
Which level? They are Swakiya only. And Krishna, Radha and all are there. Only Aishwarya Bhav and Swakiya Bhav. Only Dasaras is Pradhan there, prominent. But first story is Dwarka. Here is also Virat Vaibhav. Vaibhav is there. Vaibhav and Aishwarya is there. In Golok, no son, no child, nothing. No? In Golok. Swakiya and Aishwarya Bhav. But here, he has so many wives, whole family, sons, sons of sons, sons of sons, all Akrut, Uddhav and all are here. less aspergers than Golok. Here, Madhurjin is sprout. Sprout, understand? Sprout. And sometimes, Rukmini Shatabhana fill Mahabhav out. No? Sometimes. Fill Mahabhav. And from Dwarka, more Madhurja and less Aishwarya to Mathura, side by side. Sometimes Madhurja, sometimes Aishwarya. No? Sometimes Devaki and Vasudeva pray to Krishna that, oh Lord, you are not my son. But I have told it is wrong. I will never tell son. And sometimes, weeping for Krishna, sing in his two arms, and Kans will kill him. So they pray to Narayan to save Krishna, and tell them Krishna to be a child. Krishna was 400 years when he took birth, and after that, when they prayed that he should be in two hands, then he became naked, no crown, no ornament, no necklace, anything. No? So both are here. Also when Krishna killed Kansa, Devaki and Vasudeva began to pray Krishna that, oh Lord of Lords. And sometimes when Krishna and Baladeva began to weep, Krishna came in the lap of Devaki and Baladeva fell in the feet of Vasudeva and began to weep in weeping. Yogamaya came and he covered Aishwarya Bhav. So side by side here. In Vrindavan, Madhuri is more and Aishwarya is less, very less, always covered by Madhuri. So there are four rooms, stages: Golok, Dwarka, Mathura.
Why does Krishna Das Kaviraj say this?
You cannot understand. He has written like what I am telling, but you are not understanding. He is side by side of Vrindavan, not in Dwarka, Golok and Delhi.
Puja Uja Sakti Chakra. And after some time, they realize my guru is not Uttam Vaishnav. So, if they accept an Uttam Vaishnav Shiksha Guru, will that Shiksha Guru take that person back to Godhead?
Certainly, it will. Don't be worried. If your Shiksha Guru is so powerful, he can take the person. If Guru fails, no harm. Yes, sir. Very strictly.
Then no need to take initiation because the Shiksha Guru can work.
You should see all Prabhupada and then Shiksha Guru. Prabhupada, you know?
Yes, of course.
You have come for him. For Srila Prabhupada. Everything has come in you. So, anyone but root is he. So Shiksha Guru will come. If anyone is qualified and you have Shraddha on him, then you can take initiation. Otherwise, leave it, go on doing all and take a shelter of Shiksha Guru, he will do.
You're giving class tomorrow? Should I come?
If you don't want to come,
you can come with them.
Another time.
With them?
With them. Huh. I don't know when you're speaking to them. If I'm not here.
Today. Nobody knows.
Otherwise, I have to go to Delhi to get some rice for you. No one's bringing you rice.
Suratkar turned up and began to cry, save me. There was no Sati. So who will save? At last Krishna came smiling and then then Radhika told that, save me, then like this Krishna. This is named Krishna Sarovar. So all these things, pastimes should be remembered and doing chanting Hare Krishna and remembering and going in Vrindavan, Radha Krishna's temple and doing pranam to all these. This is called bhajan. And given only instance, examples only one or two, but there are lakhs and lakhs of examples.